No one can, no one will. Who will stand against our King?
Glory!
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please lift up your right hand with me.
Eternal
Father, we thank you this morning for the gift of life. We pray that your word will come forth in power. Reveal yourself to your people. Transform destinies. Break yokes in the name of Jesus. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
If you are glad you are alive, come on, give the Lord a clap. Amen.
Amen.
It's a very great privilege for me to be here this morning. And I give thanks to God for that. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare this morning, cause your word to locate me this morning, transform my life, empower me to succeed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can clap your hands and receive your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's quickly go into the word of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 to 2. Then we will read Esther chapter 4:6-14. This morning I bring to you the word of the Lord titled Deliverance from the Power of Men. Deliverance from the power of men.
2 Thessalonians 3:1-2.
The Bible says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Amen.
Amen.
I take it again quickly. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Amen.
Amen.
Esther chapter 4. 6-14.
Esther and woman 3:9.
So Hatach went out to Mordecai in the city square that was in front of the king's gate. And Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries to destroy the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for their destruction, which was given at Shushan, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her, and that he might command her to go into the king to make supplication for him and plead before him for her people. So Hatach returned and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spoke to Hatach and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king, who has not been called, he has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out his golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. 13 and 14 are my emphasis. The Bible said, and Mordecai told them to answer
Esther.
Do not think in your hearts that you will escape in the king's palace.
Any more
than the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In every organized setting, there is always a leader and followers. And one of the major differences between leaders and followers is that leaders lead and they have the vision of where they want to carry their followers to. Whereas followers follow the leader. And sometimes they offer resources that is needed for all of them to get to where the leader is taking them. For the setting of the Church of Jesus Christ to be complete, there is always the servant of God and the people of God. The major difference between the servant of God and the people of God is that God reveals his character or ways to his servants, but to his people, he reveals only his acts or performances. The Bible says in Psalm 103 verse 7 that God has made known his ways unto Moses, but to the people of Israel he made known his acts. Another version says that God has made known his character unto Moses. But to the people of Israel, his acts. That stands to reason that the ways of God are the character of God. Are you there with me?
Oh, come home.
When the servant of God is in his close-up praying and crying out to God, he prays that God will reveal his way unto him. You cry out to God, what are you going to do in this season? Let me know about it. What are you going to say? Use me to prophesy it. Are you going to heal the sick? Use me to heal the sick. Are you going to deliver people from bondage? Anoint me to deliver people. The cry of servants of God is to know the ways of God. But when the people of God are crying out to God, they only cry for the acts of God. They cry for a miracle. They cry for a deliverance. They cry for a promotion. They cry for a restoration. You can take this example. When the servant of God is crying in his closet, what are you going to do in this season, Lord? Open my eyes to see it. Then God will speak to the servant in a particular prophetic season that in this season I'm going to cause the barren to give birth. So you see this servant to come out from his closet and scream it in the microphone that you that you are barren, I prophesy to you the word of the Lord. And next year by this time you come with your children. Then you see the man and the wife that are believing God for the fruit of the womb. They will shout an amen. Then in the process of time we see this man and his wife, they will stand before the church and testify about the act of God. This morning I have heard the word of the Lord for somebody that in this prophetic season you have entered your season of abundance. Your amen is so weak. I said you have entered your season of abundance. You shall live in plenty. You shall eat and be satisfied. You will not lack any material blessings. Can you shout a better amen? Anytime we stand before the people of God, we make known to them the character of God. And when they believe the word of the Lord, they begin to see performances in their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What character of God is that? When God changes his mind about you, he will never tell you. Amen.
Amen.
When God changes his mind about you,
he
will just withdraw. That's one character of God. The Bible said, God spoke to Samuel and said, for how long will you mourn for Saul? Knowing that I have rejected him as king over my people. Saul was on the throne. But God has withdrawn his hand from him. There are many people walking in life that God has withdrew himself from them. They quote the scripture and say, God said he will never forsake me, nor leave me. But the same Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, and do not quench the Spirit. The Bible spoke about Samson and said, when the Philistines came upon him, he said, I'll go out like before and shake myself free. And the Bible said, he did not know that the Lord has departed from him. The Bible spoke about Jesus. When he was 12 years old, he went to Jerusalem with his parents for the feast of Passover. After they were done, Bible said they were returning to their hometown. And Jesus withdrew for a whole day. And his parents did not know about it. There are many people in church that God has withdrawn himself from, but they do not know about it. Put your right hand on your head. Say, Lord, let your hand be with me. Let your spirit be at work with me. In the name of Jesus. Another character of God is that God does not endorse wickedness. He does not approve wickedness. The Bible says, he said that anyone who overthrows another in his cause, the Lord does not approve of it. He said that anyone who subverts his cause, the cause of his neighbor, the Lord does not approve of it. There are many people who have entered into church that God has lifted up, but they will never use their resources to help the kingdom of God. These people, they have the power of money and influence, but they don't have the love to help the work of God. They have time and energy to destroy, but they don't have the time to help. To help the kingdom of God, to help God's people, their money and influence, they use it to manipulate people, to control people, to abuse people. It is like Pharaoh in the Bible, who was risen to a high position, and the day he got to know that a child will be born who will deliver God's people from captivity, Bible said he instructed the midwives that when you are helping the Hebrew women to give birth, make sure you kill them. He has power
now
to preserve lives, but he has decided to kill with that power. It may sound like it's only in the Bible days. Just this year, April 11th, we heard it in the news that a doctor in Kasua took the oxygen supply from the mouth of a 9-week-old baby. And the child died. Why? Because the parents of the child were not in the position to pay 533 Ghana cedis bill. He killed the child as though killing the child will pay the debt. Wicked and unreasonable person. There is wickedness that has entered into the church. Many people God has lifted up. They will not use their money and skill to help the body of Christ. There are many children God has lifted up who have neglected their parents. There are people who have become managing directors and CEOs in the church. When our daughters and sisters go to them for job, they want to take advantage of them. But this morning the Lord has sent me with an announcement to those people that your reign over God's people has expired this morning. In the name of Jesus, there is a prophetic and a paradigm shift that has gone in the favor of God's people. From this morning, they will not be at the mercy of another man. You are not hearing me at all. I say God's people will no longer be at the mercy of a wicked man. There is deliverance and escape coming from the Lord to his church to be delivered from the power of men. The Bible says, oh Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are dead that are freezing against me. Many dead be we say of my soul. There is no help for him in God. But thou, oh Lord, are the shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. He said, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which created the heavens and the earth. He said, you will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you does not slumber nor sleep. I came to tell somebody that your God does not sleep. I say your God does not slumber. The Bible says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, and the kings of the earth set themselves and the people take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying that let us break their bars asunder and let us cast their curse away from us. But the Bible said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have your enemies in confusion. I came to speak into your spirit that your promotion and your increase shall confuse the mind of men of power. I say your elevation shall blow the mind of people who have money. God will lift you up and disappoint wicked people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see the hand of the Lord stretch out and it's lifting somebody this morning. You will no longer be at the mercy of another man. I see deliverance coming to you. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, bet upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Any possession that is due you, I came to declare the word of the Lord that you shall receive it this morning. Receive your promotion. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. From this morning, you will not be at the mercy of another man. You will no longer beg and succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you clap your hands and give Jesus praise? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pharaoh asked the midwives, why are you not killing the Hebrew children? Then the women said, king, the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. I came to speak to somebody that you are not like the people of the world. What kills them will not kill you. You are not here this morning. I said, what destroys them cannot destroy you. The midwife said, the Hebrew women
are
not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous. By the time the midwives will arrive, they have already given birth. I came to declare to somebody, before the witches and wizards will close a door before you, God will open another door for you. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Before they would like to destroy you, God would have relocated you. Before they would like to oppress you, God would have lifted you up. Can you receive this anointing this morning? I came to declare to somebody, you are not like the outsiders. If they stay for so long before they marry, your case is different. I declare over your life that your expectations shall never be cast out this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a clap of
praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said they are not like the Egyptians. I came to declare to somebody, you are not like the people of the world. The hand of the Lord is making a difference this morning. In the name of Jesus. Can you clap your hands this morning and give Jesus praise? The other day, Jesus sat on a male horse. The Bible said he was entering into Jerusalem. The men and women put their clothes on the ground. Then the horse of Jesus was walking on it. The Bible said they began to praise the Lord. They began to magnify him. Because it is the season for Jesus to be magnified. I came to tell somebody this morning, it is your season of abundance. It is your season to be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. Bible said they glorify God. And they said, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven. Glory in the highest. And they were praising God. And they were singing songs of joy. Then Bible said, so Pharisees came out from the multitude and went to Jesus and said, teacher, rebuke your disciples to be quiet. There are some people, when you succeed, they are never happy. The moment you want to rejoice, they want you to keep your mouth shut. Then Jesus gave them a response. Jesus gave them a response. That when these disciples keep quiet, the stones will immediately cry out. Hear me, child of God. God has the master plan. I know that they have shut the door to your joy. But this morning, I hear the stones crying. I say, I hear the stones crying. They have stopped your plan A. But God has the plan B. He is the master planner. They shut a door before you, but God is giving you a double door. The Bible said, for your shame you shall receive double honor. Who am I here to speak to this morning? That I don't care the door that I shut before you. I hear the stones crying out. I hear breakthrough crying out. I hear harvest crying out. I can hear the abundance of rain that is about to rain on your life. I don't care the doors that have been shut, but we serve the God who is the way, and he's the way maker. I see God making a way for you. In the name of Jesus, there is a way out for you. Can you clap your hands this morning and shout a better amen? Hear me. We just finished the football season.
There
are some people who were winning the first half. But the match was not over. In the second half, the people that were defeated in the first half, they were able to win the match. In the first half of this year, you didn't sit up at all. But the Bible says, better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. Your God is your referee. He will reward you some penalties. And I see you going back. I see you kicking the ball. And I see you a winner. Receive the victory. 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 The match is not over. We are still playing the match. And I see somebody in this house as an overcomer. I see the Lord rewarding penalties for everything that wicked people have done against you. I see you holding the upper hand. I see you winning. Can you clap your hands? Can you give Jesus
a shout?
Hallelujah. You may have defeated me. Like Jacob.
Jacob
was defeated at the place of birth. He came second. But another moment came where he became the firstborn. You may be defeated in the past, but it doesn't make you a defeat for life. I came to declare to you, by the time the match will be over, by the time 31st December will come, you have the upper hand. 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 Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a prayer for us that God will deliver us from the hands of wicked men and unreasonable men. The scripture we read said that Mordecai came to the king's palace, but he was only at the gates because he was wearing an ashcloth. When people wear ashcloth, it means that they are fasting. Then he saw the messenger of Esther.
I know who Esther summa for.
You all remember that Esther is the niece of Mordecai. Then Mordecai spoke to Hattach the messenger and said,
that there
is a man in this kingdom. His name is Haman. He has fixed a date to kill all the Jews. And the reason for that is that when he is on his horse, he wants me to bow to him. But Esther, you know,
Esther, what would
that I cannot bow to another man.
To me, to man.
So because of that, he has promised the king sums of money. That if you allow me to kill the Jews, I will pay a huge sum of money into your bank account. So this plot was far advanced. So Mordecai was praying to God. Like some of you are praying this morning. Then Hattach threw the message to Esther.
Hattach, the assembly command Esther.
Then Esther said,
and Esther can
tell my uncle Mordecai that there is no way I can help him because the king hasn't called me. And if I enter into the presence of the king when he has not called me, he will kill me before my time. So they brought the evil news to Mordecai. Then Mordecai said, go and tell my niece that if she keeps quiet and she is silent in this matter, relief and deliverance will come from another place. Hear me, some of you, the people that are supposed to help you, they are quiet on your life. But I came to declare this morning, relief and deliverance is coming from another source. He said, tell
Esther,
I am her uncle. If she keeps quiet, relief and deliverance will come from another place. Tell her that she thinks that she is in the palace. She will not escape death. She and her father's house will die. This is the uncle. Talking to the niece like that. I have observed something in life. That some people take God's people for granted. Because you are a Christian, they want to take you for granted. I spoke to a group of ladies a time back. That when you enter into an office, and you know that the man sitting on the chair is a Christian, and he can help you, and he says that he wants to have an affair with you first, look at the man in the eyes and tell them that your pastor said, because he's a Christian and wants to take advantage of you, the seat he's sitting on, his position has expired. Are you there?
Whoa.
I told them, mention my name.
But me di,
because my name is recorded in heaven.
As I said, what me di wa wasoro.
The Bible said,
Genesis.
Elisha took the mantle of Elijah.
Elisha for Elijah to manu.
And he saw River Jordan.
Now, who Jordan?
That was shut. He smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah?
Elijah nyanku pon
the waters parted.
I wanna quite
them. Hear me.
Hear me.
When you get to certain realms of difficulty and challenges, mention the God of this house.
Kai,
most Christians are timid people. But the Bible said, the righteous will be bold as a lion. Tell that employer who wants to take bribe from you. Even if that bribe is
50-50,
you have lost your money. Tell him, the God of Exhibition Assembly says, for you to take advantage of me within 24 hours, the seat you are sitting on has expired. I thought that's a good place to clap your hands. I came to declare to somebody that no man will take you for granted again. I said no man will take you for granted. Oh! I need one person with faith this morning. That no man, no woman will take you for granted again. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of
praise.
The Bible said,
Genesis.
When Esther heard the news from her uncle,
Esther,
she got up.
Oh, sorry.
He said, go and tell him to fast. I will go into the presence of the king. So it meant that there was a way out. And she was refusing to help. Are you catching something this morning? And because of her intervention, the enemies of the Jews perished. And God's people stayed alive. Anyone who has promised to help you, anyone holding the key to your next level, I see God helping them this morning to help you. You are not hearing me at all. I say, I see God helping them to help you from this morning. Receive that grace. Receive that anointing. In the name of Jesus. When you read Isaiah 60 verse 12, the Bible said, the nations and the kingdom that will not serve you, they will perish. Are you there?
Whoa.
Said the kingdom and the nation that will not serve you, they will perish. Anyone holding the key to the next phase of this church and is refusing to open the door, we take the key out of the person's hands and we put it into your hands. We put it into your hands. We put it into your hands. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I have observed in life that there are many people that are tied down because of promises. People have promised them, but they don't fulfill it. Let me tell you something spiritual. When you are a woman and a man who is not having a genuine spirit, tells you that he will marry you, and you have also accepted without praying about it, what will happen is that over the years, when men see you, they think that you're already engaged. Because your destiny is tied down by a word of a man. There are so many people, you see them, you think that they are not struggling. Because when you see them, you see that somebody is already helping them. But in fact, they need help. The Bible says, Proverbs 25 verse 14,
it said,
like the clouds and wind that does not bring rain, so is anyone who boasts of gifts he never gives. Who boasts of gifts he never gives. Are you there this morning? It looks like it will rain on your life. They promise you the cloud. They promise you the wind. It looks like it will rain. But it is never raining. When someone sees you, the person thinks that it's about to rain in your life, so he or she doesn't mind you anymore. But after today, any word holding you down, I declare by fire, let that word break by fire, let that word break by fire, let that word break by fire, in the name of Jesus. I am traveling to UK. I'll come back and marry you. 2 years you are here. 5 years you are here. Now you are calling the person's line. And another voice answered. Hello, who is on the line? Say, hey, is that my husband's line? When you call your husband, he doesn't pick anymore. His words have tied you down. But this morning, I exercise divine authority against any cloud, against any wind that will not bring you rain. Let it disappear from your life. 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 Can you shout a better amen? Hallelujah. Bible spoke about Jacob. That he was working for a wife. For 7 years, he labored. When it was time for him to be rewarded, that wicked employer, that unreasonable man, he changed his salary. He gave him another woman that he has not bargained for. He must stay for another 7 years and work for his right woman. Bible said when he got his reward and he left the house of Laban, Bible said Laban met him
Laban
and said,
no, okay, sir,
I have power in my hands to destroy you. But the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac, revealed himself to me and warned me not to tell you anything good or anything bad. I came to let you know that God has arisen this morning. He has revealed himself to your enemies, revealed himself to wicked people, himself to unreasonable man who wants to take you for a rider, and there is a warning from heaven for your deliverance, for your promotion. Who is here this morning? I said there is a warning from heaven for your healing. Can you clap your hands and receive this anointing and clap your hands this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see God revealing himself to your enemies. Anyone who rises up at midnight to sabotage your day. Anyone who speaks to the sun and moon to make you be in labor. I came to declare the hand of the Lord is stretched out. Who shall turn it back? The Lord has purpose. Who will acknowledge
I see God fighting your battle for you. I see God revealing himself to your enemies. There is a way out for somebody. You will not remain here. Before 31st of December, you are having a way out. A way out. A way out. A way out. Can you clap your hands and give Jesus praise? Rise to your feet with me.